Hello, hello. Welcome to our first podcast episode. My name is Aiden Takeuchi, and I'm representing the SDSU chapter of AMA. I'm joined by my co-host, Stephanie.
Hi.
And we're joined by two lovely ladies. If you guys would go ahead and introduce yourselves.
Hi, my name is Kitia Gonzalez, and I'm from Mexico. And my role in Women in Leadership is social media.
Hi, my name is Anastasia Papina, and my role within Women in Leadership is I'm part of the Graphic Design Committee and the Outreach and Engagement Committee.
All right. So thank you guys so much for taking the time out of your day to come meet with us.
Of course.
We're here to talk about all things business, all things marketing. As you guys know, it is a rough time to be entering the job market. Would you guys be able to tell us what year you guys are in school?
Yeah, I'm a senior marketing major.
I'm a sophomore business management major.
Awesome, awesome. Yeah, it's so good to start early. I'm a senior, as well as Steph is also a senior.
Yeah.
Okay,
I
period.
I am.
So good to start early. I'm a transfer student, so I feel like I had like a little bit of a later journey, and now I am super involved on campus. Since this is kind of our introduction episode, I'll talk about myself a little, then we'll kind of dive into some questions and all that stuff. So I'm here to talk about being a transfer student. I'm from the Bay Area. Born and raised, but I was ready for a change, came here to SDSU, did not really get involved my first year and felt kind of behind. This year I've decided to join three clubs. So I'm part of the AMA, PRSSA, and the SLS. And then for AMA, I'm a podcast co-host and I'm also a member of the competitions team. And being part of community and just gives me a sense of campus pride and helps me meet people. And that's my advice to anyone. If you're transfer or a freshman, just get involved. So, Stephanie, if you wanted to tell me a little bit more about yourself.
Okay. Yeah, of course. I'm also a transfer student, just like you. It was a big transition coming from a community to a four-year, especially because you're starting on your third year, especially. So I think it's a little difficult transitioning and getting used to, like, compared to everybody else that's already been here for 4 years, you're kind of left behind with friends and catching up with schools, getting used to the campus, especially if you're not from here. Like, I'm from LA, so it's not too far, but it's definitely away from home a bit. I think I agree with, like, advice that you mentioned was getting involved. I know my first semester here, I tried to be involved, but I wasn't as much. And it was definitely hard making friends. So getting more involved now has definitely opened up that door for me.
Okay, period.
Yeah.
And then you lovely ladies, you mentioned you're from San Diego and then you're from Mexico. So would you like to tell us a little bit about, do you consider yourself like an international student?
Like, categorized as an international student. Yeah. But I've lived, like, TJ is 20 minutes from here.
Exactly.
So I've
Are
lived,
you from TJ?
Yeah, I'm from TJ.
Oh, okay. So it's not too far.
Yeah, I literally cross, like,
the
all the time. Yeah, yeah. I'm crossing,
oh, I was,
like
every
after
day for school.
No, I know people do that.
Yeah,
though.
No, some people do that too.
Yeah. So I've always, like, lived in TJ, San Diego.
Did you start here freshman year? Are you a transfer? Do you want to tell us a little about your college journey?
Yeah, so I'm from San Diego. I was originally born in Moscow, Russia, but I moved here when I was five. So I consider myself very San Diegan.
Mm-hmm.
I started my freshman year. I lived in Zura my freshman year.
Mm-hmm.
And then because I'm from here, I just decided to move back in with my parents, save some money. And yeah, it's been really good. I've always been a part of lots of clubs, not really more on the leadership side until my sophomore junior year. So that's been fun. Yeah.
Not until my sophomore year. Girl, that's still like, wait, like, you got involved.
But like junior year, like sophomore year, I was like, okay, I want to do this. And then I took more initiative my junior year, which I'll get into.
I feel like, yeah, we all come from like different experiences. Like, I feel like, obviously, like, transfers, commuter, international, like, kind of all has, like, a little bit of, even if you're not even living far, like, if even, like, it's easy to feel, like, distant from.
What made you want to join, like, women in leadership?
So I'm in women in business and women in leadership, which also get confused for the same thing sometimes.
Yeah, I was going to ask about that because I know they're two different, but they sound very similar.
Yeah, so I was going to talk about that and, like, one of the few questions. So women in leadership is an initiative started by the Fowler College of Business.
Mm-hmm.
And women in business is an organization, so like a club. Right. For as women in leadership, you can't join as a member. It's not points like Women in Business or AMA.
I see.
Women in Leadership hosts annual conferences. They host lunch and learns and brunch and learns.
Wasn't that yesterday? I saw you guys post.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we're with the brunch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right? So we're doing the brunch and learn November 13th.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And we're going to have Ashley Virtue, which is an external relations director.
Yeah.
And at the National Conflict Resolution Center.
Yeah.
So we just host speakers come in from mostly we try to do alumni because this initiative is from the Fowler College of Business. So we try to network students with those opportunities.
Yeah.
With alumni and things like that. So as opposed to Women in Business, also an amazing organization that I'm in and I've been a part since my freshman year. But I joined as an operations intern last year, and now I'm their DI director. So they are different, but people do get them mixed up.
Yeah, so it's good that we're clearing it up. Absolutely.
I was also part of Women in Business, even though I was not a woman.
It's okay.
That's totally okay.
I had like my own anxieties about joining because I was like, okay, like this feels like a right like setting for me. Like I feel like I would meet a ton of people here. But I was nervous because I was like, I don't identify as a girl. But obviously, I'm, like, loving all things beauty and all stuff like that. And luckily, I had friends in there. And then the ladies at WIB are literally the nicest people ever. I think as, like, an introduction, I think it's a great thing to join, like, when you first join the campus. I think it is a humongous chapter. I think you guys are the biggest club on campus, which is amazing and awesome. But definitely, like, in a larger club, you want to make sure you're getting more involved, talking to the people after, differentiating yourself a little, which was easy as the only boy in the club. Definitely easy to differentiate myself.
Was it hard to join?
No, it is not.
You should join.
Yeah.
It is not hard to join. What's the process like?
It's pretty simple. If you wanted to like talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, so we do membership every fall and semester. So you can apply. It's just like a Google form. You tell us about yourself. You pay dues. You can pay dues yearly or per semester. I recommend yearly because you're saving $20.
Yeah.
But yeah, so you can join spring semester, fall semester. You just have to fill out the membership application and pay dues by a certain deadline. And it's super easy to join.
Okay. How was it for applying for these positions for you?
So for Women in Business.
Yes.
So for Women in Business, I've always been a member. And then there's also active membership. So you have to have 12 points. And you can put that on your LinkedIn, all that stuff. I applied, so I was going to get into this a little bit, just about, like, encouraging when you do get denied or a rejection email, letter, whatever.
Yeah.
I applied for an operations assistant role or a marketing assistant role, and I didn't get it. And I was kind of discouraged. I was like, oh, man, I really want this. And we had Women in Business had intern applications. So I was like, you know what? I've never really done. I'm very organized. I've never done operations. Let me try operations. Absolutely loved it. I ended up getting the operations internship, me and four other interns. And yeah, and now I'm the DI director. And I love it. It's awesome.
So awesome.
Yeah. And
was it like a sorry, go ahead.
No, you're good. And Women in Business leadership roles are not the easiest thing because you do have to create your own video to upload in front of the entire club.
That's what I was going to ask.
And they're, like,
what
long videos. But
the,
everyone's videos were so good. But, like, you can tell they put, like, time into it. Like it is not an easy process. And then what led you? So we have Women in Business. You were part of that. Do you have to be, like, an active participant in a certain club to get into Women in Leadership? How does that kind of work? How does that flow over?
So many of the Women in Leadership interns are part of a lot of organizations on campus. Carly, for example, she's part of AMA. And myself, I'm in Women in Business. I know Kitsia is as well. So our presidents last year, they sent us an email. I always knew about Women in Leadership because I've volunteered at a Lunch and Learn and the annual conference that was last year. So just some of my mentors that were in Women in Business while I was an intern, they're like, you should do Women in Leadership. And I was like, you know what? I've always gone to these Lunch and Learns and these annual conferences. I do really want to get involved. And I've heard amazing, amazing things. And so I was referred by a Woman in Business executive last year, and I emailed our head of Women in Leadership, and I got the position, and it's been super fun. What about you, Kitsia?
Yeah, Kitsia, let's bring it over to you a little.
Yeah, no, so as a freshman, I didn't really know, like, the whole process to getting an executive position for WIB. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to be part of WIB, and I had no idea about like the internships and all of that, and all these girls were doing them. Mm-hmm. But I didn't know till I ran for an executive role, yeah, and obviously didn't get it because no one knew me. But yeah, I mean, I just put myself out there, and the consequence of that was that they referred me to Women in Leadership. So that's how I got the internship
position. One door closes, another opens.
Yeah. So that was like amazing because I had no idea. I thought Women in Leadership was part of WIB. Like I was confused like everyone else. Yeah. But yeah, so I put myself out there, didn't get it, but I got this. So
no, that's amazing. Awesome. So happy for you, especially being involved, especially as a sophomore. It is never too late, but the earlier you start, definitely the better is what I would say.
I thought I was late, but you guys.
Girl. Early. You're early.
Triz. Like, we're seniors. Like, I'm just kidding. Okay. So, yeah. I encourage the executive board last year. Obviously, I haven't been part of WIB this semester. But so much love to all those girls. I've just been choosing other involvements. But the executive board last year was incredible. They were all so sweet. So if we have any women in business, feel free to join WIB. It's a super easy process. And I was actually encouraged to apply. I didn't because I was like, I don't want to take away those positions from other people. But I think it's really important to get rejected. And I think that's actually how we grow as people. My first semester here, I tried to join a business frat that I will not name, and I was so butthurt when they rejected me. And even if it's not like official, or like even if it's like not like anything personal or anything crazy like that, it is so easy to take it personal, and it's like, what do you mean you don't want me? But I mean, I just had to trust like the plan that was like laid out for me. Like, I was not that involved, and I reaped the benefits because I wasn't involved. I didn't have that many people to talk to and all that stuff. And now, like, I'm a senior and you can still get involved. So,
yeah, and everything happens for a reason. Exactly. Like,
yeah, I was just gonna say that because I feel like it's so important in life to fail first because you learn from it, because you have to get up and like try again.
How has Women in Leadership impacted its members' career development, confidence, or networking opportunities?
Yeah, so I think that Women in Leadership impacts its members a lot, especially during our annual conferences. They get to hear from many, many alumni and network with them and hear their stories. And I think it's just super, super inspirational. And coming from an intern or a volunteer like standpoint, I met so many lovely women and got so much advice from them too. So I feel like it helps a lot with confidence and just a lot of networking opportunities.
Yeah, definitely. I've met so many people that I wouldn't have met otherwise, especially as an intern. Like, you're helping everyone, like meeting everyone, and just also like a social media intern. I'm just like, hey, can I take a picture? Hey, how are you liking stuff? Like, can I record you and stuff like that?
And also, like, that's also another form of rejection therapy is, like, exposure therapy. Putting yourself out there and being like, can I take a picture of you? Can I talk to you? Because even, like, the career fairs, I remember my first semester here was like, oh, my goodness, like, this is terrifying. And then you just start talking to more and more people and you really get the hang of it really fast. Do you have a favorite Women in Leadership event, speaker, person you've talked to, networking opportunity, Kitsia?
I mean, recently, we're barely, like, starting, you know, the semester.
Or maybe something you're looking forward to.
Yeah, I mean, I'm really looking forward to the conference we're having in April. It's going to be really big, and we're trying to promote it as much as possible. So we just got the date, so we're starting to
What's that conference looking like? Or what is it?
Is it on campus?
So, it's going to be. Yeah, so we have one every year. So it's an annual conference. It's a panelist of about 4 to 5 alumni or CEOs, executives. Last year we had somebody from Rare Beauty come in, and it's basically members from so many organizations coming and attending and hearing all these alumni speak. And it's a full day event. So I remember when I was volunteering last spring, I got there around like 9 and left around, 9 a.m. and then left around 3:30, but it was still going on till 5.
Oh, wow.
So,
awesome.
Yeah, there's videos, there's
food,
a lot.
Giveaways.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Giveaways, food, gifts, all that stuff. So it's super fun.
Do you get to directly interact with, like, these speakers?
Yeah, we do. Yeah. So, I mean, as interns, I was a volunteer last year, so, but we do message them. So we get to talk to them. We have questions prepared, all that stuff. So it's very fun getting to network with alumni.
Yeah, awesome, awesome.
I wanted to ask, like, if you were able to interact with any of the speakers that were there.
Yeah, so my, I want to say sophomore year spring or junior year fall, there was a speaker that came into a lunch and learn. She has her own PR company here called Crow PR. And she's also from Moscow, Russia.
Coincidence.
Right. And that's insane. Oh my God. Like, I've never, like, I was just so shocked. Yeah. I was like, wow. And she, like, lived in New York for a bit. She started her own company here. And it was mostly PR. This is when I was kind of figuring out what I wanted to do, because didn't mention this, but I was a pre-law major freshman and sophomore year.
And nursing pre, something like that.
So
what made you switch?
I love law so much, but I love art and I love being creative. And I feel like I really couldn't do that with just being in law. I think it's, I love law. It's so fun. But I feel like with marketing or a type of business major or degree, I could really explore so many tools and skills, which I have. And it's been so amazing to learn just, like, for example, like graphic design.
Yeah.
I've never taken graphic design class in my entire life. And I'm part of her campus also at SDSU. And I just applied for the graphic design position and I got it. And it's just so fun, you know, and not just with Canva. I got Adobe Illustrator and it's even better.
Really?
And I'm obsessed with it. Yes. Wow. It's so fun. I think it's a lot better than Canva. And I
really?
Yes. Way
I have
better.
To try it.
You should. Yes. I have Canva Pro too, but I feel like Canva Pro is very school based, but
Adobe.
I love, love Adobe.
Promoting
it's great.
That right now.
I know. I know.
Why do you like it more?
I don't know. It feels more professional. I feel like I've used Canva in high school, and no shade. I love Canva, but Adobe, I just feel like it has so many more tools. They're very
Yeah, I feel like Canva is like kind of like the basic beginner level, which 100%. I'm still at. But you know,
No, Canva's great. I love Canva. No shade, but I don't know why. I just love Adobe, and Adobe has so many. You know, it's Adobe PDF, all that stuff. Yeah. So.
It's, have you been learning, like, on your own?
Yeah, or? On my own. Oh. Yeah, I didn't even, I was just like, you know what, I'm just going to get this, and I'm just going to try and figure all this stuff out. And I just used Adobe Illustrator for our flyers. Oh. And I'm designing merch for Women in Leadership right now, too, and I'm using that.
Oh,
so,
Come on now.
Yeah.
I was going to say, also, going back to how you said you were pre-law, I think, like, in marketing, it's such a broad field that I think in some ways or another, you could definitely include law.
I know. In it. Yes. Yeah. Exactly. Exactly.
Like, you could always do marketing for law, or like include, like, if there's any issues with, like, the project and there's, like, law issues, you can always have some background.
Business is a nice wide field. Knowledge. And I've recently just started to, like, kind of pivot to, like, marketing and PR, because PR is a very interesting.
You're in a PR club.
Yeah,
right?
I am in a PR club. Correct. Okay, I remember we just toured a PR office last week, and it was so awesome, and it totally opened my eyes to that whole world. Because obviously a lot of these things overlap and are very similar, like marketing, PR. I really love the social aspect and the creative aspect. And especially I really like an in-person aspect and stuff like that. Like, just for me, I know staring at a computer is not going to be for me. So, like, factoring that in, especially, like, to younger people coming in, like, definitely consider what, like, impact AI is going to have on your jobs and the job market. The economy is rough right now, and there's AI, so that's, like, two big challenges. Like, this is a really rough job market that is very unusual. Back to you, Ms. Kitsia. As a sophomore, how did you kind of know what avenue you wanted to do? How are you feeling about that avenue now? What are your just, like, general thoughts on that?
I mean, I was a finance major, like, a couple of weeks ago.
And then
I was like, maybe this isn't for me. That's crazy. Like, I wasn't really sure, so I just changed to business management to have, like, a different, like, not just, like, numbers, you know?
Especially when you're, like, taking your prereqs and stuff, it's a great time to do it. And what I think is so, so important about we're a club, you guys are part of a club, and you guys are also part of a chapter or...
Initiative,
there we go. And that's, like, honestly, what they don't tell you in college is, like, you're just taking prereqs for a while. And then, just for me specifically, my last year is all my, like, major classes. Like, I'm only taking marketing classes right now. I took an intro to marketing class my spring semester here as a transfer. I did 3 years of community college. So I was like, oh, I'll be done with prereqs. Like, I'm only going to take stuff related to my major. No. So, as someone who's a freshman, a sophomore, even a junior, a good way to learn what you want to do is be involved with these clubs. Pay attention to the speakers that come in and all that kind of stuff, because that's really what helped me, like, figure out, like, what avenue do I want to go down?
Definitely. Like, envision yourself. Like, do I want to do what this person is doing?
Like, do I want to be a finance major and sit in front of an Excel sheet all day? Like, maybe not for me. Yeah. And then, okay, so what are the biggest challenges women in leadership is currently facing?
I would say that many people, like I was mentioning before, think that women in leadership is women in business, and it's not. Mm-hmm. It is separate. They are very similar because a lot of the interns and stuff are in women in business as well. The only difference I would say is for women in leadership, we really want people to attend our conferences and our events that we have that aren't in just business. Mm-hmm. We want somebody who wants to be a part of leadership in the STEM field or an English major, literature, all of that. Mm-hmm. And they're both great, great clubs here and initiative. I would say maybe funding, just because we don't have membership dues that many members pay.
In business.
Yeah. So maybe funding. We do have a lot from Fowler College of Business, but I wouldn't say just as much as like AMA does or things like that. So, but we have done a great job promoting with other organizations.
How are you guys
with someone who's on the social media team, maybe?
I was Kitsia. About to say, Kitsia, please,
No, yeah, we're trying to grow on social media. You know, I feel like it was kind of just posts when we had like events, not like year-round posts, you know, so that's what we're trying to do right now. We're still like getting the hang of it, but definitely, like, I feel like our biggest challenge is like the confusion between
the two
and
club.
Will
between the two.
Interesting.
Yeah, because I feel like the main difference is that our initiative is open to everyone, and people don't know that, so they
assume
think
it's
women
in leadership and business.
No, they assume that they have to pay for the membership, and if not, they can't go, you know? So I feel like that's why a lot of people don't attend our events.
For the events, When do you guys open applications?
We don't have applications. If you do want to get involved with being a women in leadership intern,
are these applications just for the positions?
Yeah, like, the events are open to everyone.
Yeah.
Like,
Exactly.
So, like, for November 13th, we're having a brunch and learn. And it's, you just need RSVP. And the RSVP is just for our project and program committee, who's going to see all the numbers. Same with the outreach and engagement that I'm part of. Yeah. We're just trying to see, like, where people are hearing the event coming from. Yeah. So, yeah, but anyone can go. We're having breakfast food. We're having
matcha coffee.
I saw that on your post.
You have to come.
That was capturing.
Yes. Yeah.
So then it's open
to
anybody.
We can link it here.
Yeah.
Awesome. And then for your guys, would you call it like exec board? Are you guys all interns or kind of like that?
So we're all interns. I would say it is kind of like an executive team, just because we are the ones who are planning, designing, organizing the events. We're all interns.
Because I know our chapter's AMA, like, we have Brooklyn and Carly are both part of Women in Leadership. You're part of Women in Business. Is there like a club you're coming? Yeah, you're also Women in Business, correct?
Yes, but I'm just a member.
Yeah. Is there other like clubs that kind of source into it?
I would say AMA and Women in Business have always been
the main ones.
The main ones, yeah. I would say they help promote our Instagram posts, and the members from AMA and Women in Business come to most of our events. And just some members that aren't even in any clubs. Like, the other couple weeks ago, we were talking to a few members that came to our ice cream social, and she was like, oh, I'm like a STEM major. I'm not in any really clubs, but I heard about this on like Instagram, so and they come.
No, people are very exciting. A lot of times they just like want that participation. And like, coming from like, I went to community college, so like the numbers were like struggling like to like get people involved, so that's been like really refreshing coming to a four-year, not to knock on community college because I loved my time there.
I was wanted to ask you guys if like how you managed to like be these interns and with school, and I'm not sure if you have any jobs that you guys are
Balancing everything out, having like my notes, like my alarms, you know, like, oh, I have to do this. Like, you have to turn in this. Like, I had an alarm for this, like, go early, get there early.
You have alarms for
like stuff.
Events.
Yeah, or, like, sometimes.
Oh, wait, like, that's actually unheard of. I haven't heard that. Anybody do that before?
Yeah, because then I forget. So I have to write everything down. So, yeah.
Do you use, like, Google Calendar or is it more, like, alarms?
Yeah, like, Google Calendar, like, stickies on my computer. Mm. I also, like, write it down.
Organization is key.
Yeah.
So there are so many different clubs you can be a part of. How did you kind of decide which ones, especially considering so many of them overlap and your already busy schedule and stuff like that?
Yeah, so when I joined Women in Business, I was a freshman still doing law, but I loved the club, so I chose that club. I was part of AMA maybe for a couple months, but again, those meetings did
overlap.
So I also didn't know anybody in AMA, and I just felt like kind of awkward going and sitting by myself, mm-hmm. especially yeah. as a freshman. And two of my friends were in Women in Business, so we would go together. Mm-hmm. And I think they stopped going around like junior year. And that's when I decided, I was like, I want to get involved mm-hmm. More with leadership.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I've always loved Women in Business. AMA is an amazing club. Yeah. I love it, too. I tried to put my entire focus on getting an executive position with Women in Business.
No, I think that's, like, super important, especially, like, as you progress, like, through your years, it's harder to, like, kind of, like, prioritize stuff. And then you do have to make decisions like, hey, like, I cannot be the president of one club and then be in three other clubs. Like, you do kind of have to, like, narrow it down and, like, hone it in and stuff like that. Yeah.
I absolutely agree.
Alrighty. So with Women in Leadership, you guys are both interns for them. What is the time commitment looking like that for someone looking to join?
Probably, like, an hour a day. Like, I don't feel like it's that, especially maybe the days, like, that we record and we actually, like, edit all the videos for the social media team, but it's not like that time consuming. Yeah. Obviously, we try to make like our best, and when I am like recording something, we try to split the work between our committees, you know, mm-hmm. like all the team members do something different, so we don't have that much.
Yeah, and then you guys also have like weekly meetings and stuff too.
What are the meetings?
So our meetings are usually on Tuesdays and Thursdays. They're about an hour. And just going off what Kitsia said, I would say that I put in about, it depends. So if we are planning an event, obviously I'm like researching panelists, all that stuff, or speakers, and then also doing graphic design, which also I'm like a organizational freak, so I have to make sure everything's perfect. Yeah. So for me, that it's a little different. Sometimes I feel like, and same with social media, editing takes so much time. Yeah. So it just, like a regular position or an internship, but it's really not that time consuming, which is why I love Women in Leadership.
Yeah.
I also love that our meetings are, there's about like 11 of us, 10 of us, and it really feels like a community. I've, like a lot of these girls I've never met, and they're in other organizations as me, like Women in Business or AMA. And it's so nice to get to know them. And Emma, who's in charge of, and Benita, also who's in charge of the Women in Leadership.
Yeah.
They're open to so many ideas. And I feel like I can share anything.
Oh, it's super important.
And yeah, so it's really not that time consuming. And it's also not time consuming, especially if you love it. And me and Kitsia both love being interns for them. So
yes, and we all help each other out. Yeah. And we're all open to everything.
Like, amazing. Yes.
That's just pretty much
ladies,
the time.
There are no dues. It is a flexible time commitment. Your ideas will be heard. And small communities are the best way to meet people and make friends and stuff like that. So
everyone can come to our events.
Exactly.
Two Women in Leadership.
Come on now, Women in Leadership. Anyways.
Now, no, I think wrapping it up for the final question, do you guys have any advice for anyone wanting to start in the club, join, like get involved?
Definitely just advice in general and any leadership opportunity, whether it's outside of school, an internship with, you know, an agency, a company, or any organization on campus. I think the most important thing for interns to do, or even if you're not an intern yet and you want to be an intern, but you want them to see your face, know who you are, is take initiative. Sometimes it's so scary to talk either in front of so many people or comment on a post that, you know, on an organization's post, they're like, oh my God, they're going to see my comment. All my friends are going to see my comment. Like, they're going to think I'm weird. Why am I stalking them? I think it is so, so important to take initiative. Just literally be who you are, ask questions, because like I said, with the Adobe stuff, like I or things like that, it's so important just to ask questions, be who you are, mm-hmm. and initiative, like reach out to people, send messages, send emails. If they ghost you, do it again, because mm-hmm. that's how they'll remember your name.
Yeah.
And that's very
true. Yes. Beautiful. Just put yourself out there. Like mm-hmm. just be outgoing. Try to make friends. Yeah. I know it's hard, mm-hmm. especially when you think you're bothering people. Like I literally text all the time.
And I love it. I like, love it.
Yeah. Yeah. Aww,
rejection
that's so
is redirection. And people are always, rejection is redirection. And people are always actually very like open to help, which is something like I was like, wait, really? Like I'm like not taking up your time. They're like, no, like I want to help you. Like,
yeah, no. And it's scary as a freshman sophomore because you feel like you're bothering the older people.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's just they're intimidating sometimes, especially when you're trying to like run for an executive position or an internship position. You're like, there's obviously going to be someone better than me. But no, you just have to put yourself out there and you're going to be accepted wherever you need to be. Like, there's a path for everyone, mm-hmm. and everyone has a different path and mission in this life. So just put yourself out there.
Period.
And then there's no one that's better than you. I feel like that everyone's just different. And you're amazing, Kitsia. You're a great community intern.
Oh, that's so cute.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, ladies, so much for joining us today. And that's a wrap on our first podcast.
Yes.
See you guys again soon. Join Women in Leadership. Our first conference is in April. And our brunch and learn is November 13th from 11 to 1.
We'll have the links below.
Yes.
Heard it now.
Bye, guys.